25-year-old Karthik Sarthani, a passed out engineering student and having run a successful social enterprise for more than 2 years now. He got an offer from one of the finest changemaker organizations in the world, and that's all what he wanted. But little did he know that all the partying that he had done during his college days will now start surfacing up in the form of pictures that he had casually posted online back then. And just like that, even before his career could take off, it crashed. You heard that noise? Be careful when you type things on that keyboard. Hi friends, today we're gonna talk about internet and teens. I'm your host, Dr. Gaurav Nigam, and this is podcast by Dr. Dad. So let's get started. As beneficial as the internet is, it has also comes with many dangers and disasters, especially for those who aren't mature enough to use the internet safely and are either careless with their private information on the internet. Teenagers, when handed phones these days, you know, like on their birthdays and every now and then, are new to the social media and internet environment and may not know how to use it properly, or maybe they are just too naive to put all of their information on the internet without analyzing anything. It is in parents' hands now to guide and advise their kids as to how to use the internet and how to be careful. So let's talk about some of the risks that are associated with the internet for teens. It should come as no surprise that bullies are shifting away now from that playground, like the way we used to see in the movies, and onto the internet. Now that our children are constantly connected to the internet via smartphones and their tablets. Some alarming numbers have surfaced in recent studies. And I'm going to be very slow when I'm reading these numbers. Approximately 88% of students say that they have witnessed some type of cyberbullying in one of the studies, of course. On the other hand, another study said roughly 26% indicated that they had been victimized in some way through social media, and 16% said someone had posted embarrassing photographs of them online. Another risk is the pornography. Pornography is one of the most serious dangers to which children are exposed online before they are even 18. It is estimated that 90% of males and 60% of girls will have viewed online pornography by the age of 18 itself. As many as 10% of these children are exposed to pornography depicting bestiality or child pornography, which can have a very, very negative impact on their mind for the rest of their lives. Another risk is teenagers are ignorant of the hazards that online predators present. If we are being honest, we all know that as teenagers, like we all have been teenagers, right? So we all know that as teenagers, we thought we were invincible, which led us to make, yes, some risky decisions. That is why parents must protect their children. Teens must be taught proper online behavior, including what topics are suitable to discuss with strangers on the internet, if at all. Another thing is, while it may not appear to be a significant hazard to our children, video games are increasingly being played online now. Now, more than 80% of kids said they were gamers, and around half of them said they played online. Only 47% of online gamers, on the other hand, are playing with the real life friends. Otherwise, they are just playing with strangers. It's critical to establish some gaming ground rules now, such as prohibiting the usage of webcam and ensuring that their screen name does not correspond to their real names. I feel that these are some of the risks which are associated with the internet, and as a parent, we really need to protect and prevent our kid from the internet harm, because internet now is invincible. That needs to be there. It's going to be there, right? Especially more so with the lockdown and with the pandemic, people have become very savvy with the internet. So therefore, internet is not going anywhere. And also it is needed. It is the need of the hour. So how do we actually make it, less risky? So One of the ways is by setting up a WPA router. Your kid will not be able to download unprotected software or apps or content which are suspicious. Now, again, this is a little technical thing. So, of course, it can be read out on internet again or can be asked with from some of your friends. But this way, you can also control your child's online activities. Now, other than that, if you don't want your kid to access internet quite often or the whole day, then don't tell them the password of your Wi-Fi or keep a hard password to crack. But in this process, please do not suffocate your child's freedom. There has to be a balance, right? You can set up a parental control option also on your laptop. That's another way. If you don't want your child to access any kind of inappropriate content, you can also limit the screen time of your child by doing all this. Another way is you can also download antivirus programs that detect any virus that comes into computer and eliminate it right there and then. These malwares can sometimes hack the computer and can take out the sensitive information. Other than all of these options, talk to your kid freely. Now that's the most important thing, very important thing. You need to talk to your kid freely about what they see on the internet and educate them about the risks of the internet. They should be aware of both the benefits and the risk, and they should be aware about it very, very, very in the practical sense. The internet has surely solved many of your problems and it has made our life easy, but it is important to use internet safely. I really hope that you've liked today's episode, and do write to us on info@drdad.in, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.